I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. The village of Redoso reports that the Christmas Lights Tour is almost here. Make sure to submit your application to showcase your house decorated in the Christmas spirit. New Mexico State Republican Chair Steve Pierce was reelected to that seat on Saturday in Las Cruces for the third time. Pierce garnered 55% of the vote. Challenger Sarah Jane Allen was a distant second with 20.7% of the votes. There was talk among Republicans that the party maybe needed new leadership.
Thing that that impressed most people was the number of registrations. Last 4 years, we've registered over 40,000 new Republicans, and that's what it's going to take to turn the state red. And we'll stay and let the system work the way it's designed to work.
And for that to happen, the party will have to look for answers as to why the Republicans did not pick up a single state office seat or very little state legislative seats. Rebecca Dow, who ran for governor and was unsuccessful, was elected to the Congressional District 2 chair, and she elaborates on that issue.
We really need to find out why people didn't vote. A lot of people are suggesting that folks moved out of the counties and the voter rolls just weren't updated. So I think we need to do some post surveys and find out if folks still live in the district, and if mm-hmm. they do, why they didn't vote. People may not realize or know that they share conservative values, but the gerrymandering and the shenanigans that go on and the spending that goes on to keep people who would organically represent their districts out of office is blatant, it's obvious. It may not be illegal. It might be illegal. We'll find out in January for CD2 at least, but it's definitely unethical.
Dow is currently the District 38 state representative, but will give up that seat when the 2023 state legislative session convenes next month. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.